Unit 7, Chapter 2, The Greatest, Muhammad Ali.
Every sport has its great legends. Soccer has Pelé. Basketball has Michael Jordan. And tennis, Steffi Graf. Is there one athlete who people consider to be the best ever? Many would say that person is boxer Muhammad Ali, known to his many fans as the greatest. Cassius Clay was born in Louisville, Kentucky in 1942. At the age of 12, after his bike was stolen, young Cassius began boxing. By the time he reached high school, he was a successful amateur boxer. After winning 6 state and 2 national boxing championships, he competed in the 1960 Olympics, where he won a gold medal. That same year, at the age of 18, he became a professional boxer. From the start of his career, it was clear that Cassius Clay was different from other athletes. He was outspoken, proud, and strong-willed, and talked publicly about himself and his beliefs. The man who called himself the greatest still faced many challenges, though. After winning his Olympic gold medal, he returned home to the United States. He was not allowed to stay in certain hotels or eat in certain restaurants because of the color of his skin. Cassius was disgusted with racism in the U.S., so he threw his Olympic medal into a river. In 1964, at the age of 22, Clay beat Sonny Liston to become the world heavyweight champion. He also surprised the sporting world by becoming a follower of Islam and changing his name to Muhammad Ali, meaning Beloved of Allah. Ali surprised the world again in 1966, not for his boxing skills, but for his strong religious and political beliefs. As a Muslim, he disagreed with the U.S. war in Vietnam and refused to join the military, which all young men in the U.S. had to do at the time. As a result, Ali's heavyweight title was taken away, and he was sent to prison for 5 years. Ali was released almost 3 years later, and eventually, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that his conviction was wrong. Ali retired from boxing in 1981, ending a career of 61 fights, of which he won 56. In 1996, he was recognized as a sporting hero at the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games in Atlanta. The crowd at the Games cheered as Ali, now suffering from Parkinson's disease, lit the Olympic flame, no longer the strongest, but still the greatest.
Unit 7, Chapter 2, The Greatest, Muhammad Ali.
Every sport has its great legends. Soccer has Pelé. Basketball has Michael Jordan. And tennis, Steffi Graf. Is there one athlete who people consider to be the best ever? Many would say that person is boxer Muhammad Ali, known to his many fans as the greatest. Cassius Clay was born in Louisville, Kentucky in 1942. At the age of 12, after his bike was stolen, young Cassius began boxing. By the time he reached high school, he was a successful amateur boxer. After winning 6 state and 2 national boxing championships, he competed in the 1960 Olympics, where he won a gold medal. That same year, at the age of 18, he became a professional boxer. From the start of his career, it was clear that Cassius Clay was different from other athletes. He was outspoken, proud, and strong-willed, and talked publicly about himself and his beliefs. The man who called himself the greatest still faced many challenges, though. After winning his Olympic gold medal, he returned home to the United States. He was not allowed to stay in certain hotels or eat in certain restaurants because of the color of his skin. Cassius was disgusted with racism in the U.S., so he threw his Olympic medal into a river. In 1964, at the age of 22, Clay beat Sonny Liston to become the world heavyweight champion. He also surprised the sporting world by becoming a follower of Islam and changing his name to Muhammad Ali, meaning Beloved of Allah. Ali surprised the world again in 1966, not for his boxing skills, but for his strong religious and political beliefs. As a Muslim, he disagreed with the U.S. war in Vietnam and refused to join the military, which all young men in the U.S. had to do at the time. As a result, Ali's heavyweight title was taken away, and he was sent to prison for 5 years. Ali was released almost 3 years later, and eventually, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that his conviction was wrong. Ali retired from boxing in 1981, ending a career of 61 fights, of which he won 56. In 1996, he was recognized as a sporting hero at the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games in Atlanta. The crowd at the Games cheered as Ali, now suffering from Parkinson's disease, lit the Olympic flame, no longer the strongest, but still the greatest.